This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 1st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at one issue on next week's ballot in Champaign County. The Urbana Park District is seeking more money. I'll have a preview story on that tax referendum. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, looking at the overnight snow as well as anything else that's coming up in the form of snowfall. But first, a look at today's news. 6 to 8 inches of snow fell in much of central Illinois overnight, and a couple more inches are expected late this morning. That heavy snow has prompted Champaign County to put its Emergency Operations Center into action. The deputy director of the county's Emergency Management Agency, Greg Abbott, says his agency is trying to coordinate all of the activities of fire, police, and highway agencies and other jurisdictions of government.
We'll bring representatives from the key agencies to the Emergency Operations Center, and they will be running what's called unified command. And there'll be one command structure that will be responding to any incidents that occur throughout the county, whether it's in the cities or the rural parts of Champaign County.
Abbott says the best thing people can do is to stay home if they don't have to go out in the storm. He says any stranded vehicles takes valuable time away from other emergency duties. Those who do have to drive this morning can call 911 if they get stuck, and if they get unstuck or if someone leaves their vehicle to hitch a ride with another motorist, the EMA is asking that they call 911 again to let them know. Meanwhile, Jerry Kerlock of the Illinois Department of Transportation's office in Paris says employees in Champaign County were out in 44 plows all night and into the morning to try to keep interstates and other state highways clear. But Kerlock admits that some drivers are sometimes pressed into other unexpected duties.
We're not a towing service. We don't pull people out. But most of the time when it comes to the real serious issues, sometimes our drivers find those. Oftentimes law enforcement will get a hold of us and say, you know, we got a situation where maybe a lady and her two kids have got off in the ditch and they've been there a couple hours and run out of gas, those type things. We always try to help out with those things.
Kerlock says IDOT usually has enough plows and drivers to keep up with the snowfall, but he says in heavier snows, they have to prioritize, concentrating first on interstates and on routes that are critical to hospitals and schools. For a list of closings and cancellations, you can go to our website at willillinois.edu. Champaign Unit 4's school board last night began the process of evaluating Superintendent Arthur Culver, but the discussion won't include a contract extension. With four new board members, Culver had asked not to receive a one-year extension this year as he has in years past. He's already under contract through 2012. Sue Gray was one of those elected last spring. She says she's happy that board members and Culver will all have more time to understand the goals that he established in 2002.
In order to change them, we need to know what went into establishing them in the first place and what's been expected of Arthur, you know, up until now or up until, you know, four new board members joined the board. I frankly wouldn't feel very comfortable, you know, evaluating someone on, you know, half a year for a year's performance.
Gray says last night's meeting marked the first chance in the current school year for board members to list their expectations for the superintendent and to look at what the previous board wanted him to focus on. The formal evaluation for Culver will be completed in February. The spokesman for the mayor of Los Angeles says political donations to the mayor from indicted Chicago businessman Tony Resco are under review. City records show Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa banked at least $1,500 from Resco. He's a national co-chair of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The mayor's spokesman says Villaraigosa doesn't know Resco. The donations could prove to be a political embarrassment for Clinton, who accused Democratic presidential rival Barack Obama of representing Resco when Obama was a young Chicago lawyer. Obama's campaign has given to charity nearly $150,000 in contributions received by Obama's House, Senate, and presidential campaigns that came from Resco, his employees, his associates, and family. Property tax reform isn't the only issue facing the Indiana legislature at the midpoint of this year's session. Under one bill that passed in the Senate but faces an uncertain future in the House, companies could lose their business license if they knowingly hire illegal immigrants. On another matter, the Senate approved a proposal to amend Indiana's constitution to ban same-sex marriage, but it's expected to die in the House, where leaders say it's not a priority. Also, two government reorganization proposals have been watered down in the Senate. One would shift property tax assessing duties from some township assessors to the county level, while another would replace county commissioners with a single county executive if voters approve the change. A new experimental Canada goose hunting season begins today in Indiana. The hunt runs through February 15th and takes place in 30 Indiana counties. DNR waterfowl biologist Adam Phelps says populations of breeding Canada geese in Indiana appear to have leveled off during the past few years at about 125,000. The DNR's goal is to have 80,000 geese in urban areas. Phelps says they selected February because that's when geese tend to move from urban areas to farm fields where they feed. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Mosher. The leaders of Urbana's Park District say they're at a crossroads. Administrators say that without a tax increase, they can't pay for upkeep at a number of its facilities, let alone plan for the future. But opponents of a tax question on next week's primary ballot say the amount that Park District is seeking is not only too steep, but unnecessary. Both parties weigh out the pros and cons. About 80 people are cheering on either the Tigers or Jaguars. They're both playing in the Urbana Park District's Youth Basketball League. The Saturday morning game at Brookins Gym is a regular routine for a lot of parents, like LaShawn Russell. Both his sons have played in the league. Russell says the $40 per season and any tax dollars necessary are well worth it to see them involved in sports and summer camps.
The park is just something that you need, you know, for my opinion, lower income families and just people that, you know, want to see their kids active. You know, most kids could just sit around and play video games all day, but with the park district, they don't have that.
Another parent, Jeff Ruffner, shares the same passion for his son's games and happily pays the fee for them, but says he won't commit to a tax hike for the park district. A ballot item next week asks voters to support the largest in its history. That would charge another 25 cents for every $100 every time a house or building is assessed. It's an increase that Ruffner calls a little steep.
I don't know. It seems like an awful big increase, and I haven't really seen the justification for it yet. 25 cents, I think, represents probably about a 30% increase in the assessment. And that just sounds like an awful lot.
Park District officials say a tax increase is necessary not only to maintain Brookins and other facilities, but to develop new ones. Executive Director Vicki Mays says more than 1 million people visited their parks last year.
With that level of use and the age of most of our parks, they're beginning to show wear and tear. We've also developed quite a number of acres of improved natural areas, which is something our community in Urbana is very supportive of.
Meanwhile, some facilities are showing their age and may even pose a safety problem. Mays says playground equipment at Blair Park and Carl Park will have to be removed if they can't fund replacements soon. In focus groups and community surveys, residents showed interest in more walking and biking trails and upgrades to Crystal Lake Park and its 27-year-old pool. But Mays says all this can't be done without a referendum, and because of tax caps, the Park District can't raise the rate without one. The Park District gets an increase each year because property values rise and new construction goes up, but Mays says that hasn't been enough to keep up with inflation. Former Champaign County Clerk Denny Bing calls that reasoning fiscally irresponsible. He says a referendum isn't necessary because Urbana's continued growth will give the Park District more money than it needs.
This is much greater than inflation, much, much greater, simply because they have had a bigger base all the time. Their tax base gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and their money income gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't mind a walk in a park, but it's sure not worth to me that kind of money.
If the referendum passes, a homeowner would pay an additional $125 a year if they own a $150,000 house. Bing says Urbana residents should have better uses for their money.
If you're paying $100 a year, you might as well join a health club or something else, or something that would give you some real enjoyment and relaxation.
Vicki Mays says a tax hike of this size allows the Park District to maintain services at their current level and take care of any deferred maintenance issues. Park Board President Michael Walker says without a yes vote on Tuesday, the district would have to borrow money to fix up its aging facilities and spend millions in interest.
And we believe that in this fashion, we give the biggest bang for the tax dollar in the community.
If Tuesday's referendum fails, Park District officials say they'll have to go back to the drawing board before deciding whether to ask for a smaller increase in the future. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News. In our forecast for East Central Illinois, a winter storm warning is in effect until 12 noon. In the snowy forecast today, cloudy skies, snow through mid-morning with snow then tapering to flurries by midday before ending. An additional accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is likely during the morning, so we'll have a total snowfall of 8 to 10 inches, the high 27 degrees. Winds not terrible. We'll have them from the north to northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour during the morning and from the northwest at 8 to 16 miles an hour during the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low 14 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, the high 28. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening with a low of 12. For Sunday, increasing cloudiness, the high 32. Cloudy skies Sunday evening, some sleet and freezing rain, the low 27. And for Monday, warming up, cloudy and windy with periods of rain, the high 44. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wyll.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.